It's the 7th of June. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. The new Police and Crime Commissioner for Bedfordshire has warned that following the general election on the 4th of July, funding decisions may affect policing. John Tizard, the Labour candidate who replaced Conservative Festus Akinbuswai last month, voiced his concerns at a Bedfordshire Police and Crime panel earlier in the week. The PCC said, "There will be some tough decisions to be made because resources are finite. So we've got to actually be sure we are meeting the priorities and targeting those with the resources we have." He also commented that current things were in a good place, but knows that Chief Constable Trevor Roddenhurst would like to see further improvements. Sir Ed Davey was caught driving 13 miles per hour over the 60 mile an hour speed limit on the M1 between Junction 10 and 11 near Caddington last year. The leader of the Liberal Democrats paid a fine totalling £100 and received 3 points on his licence. The Reform UK Bedford and Kempston MP nominee Maggie Morinadu has withdrawn from the race at the last minute, leaving the party scrambling for her replacement. Miss Morinadu's website has been live for a year but never completed, with most of its content shown in Latin. Today is the final day that an individual can announce their candidacy for the general election, which will be held on the 4th of July. A new mobile phone mast has been approved by Central Bedfordshire Planning to be placed within the boundaries of Whipsnade Zoo. The structure will improve mobile phone reception for the zoo's 800,000 annual visitors, zoo staff who rely on radio communications, and for those residing in the surrounding area. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.